It's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Here's your Skatefu Wednesday pro tip.
Hey guys, JJ here at Skatefu.com. This is my Wednesday weekly pro tip. Let's do this. I often see a lot of aquarists giving up after failed attempts at scaping or growing plants. Here's a couple of thoughts on how to avoid this. Know what you're looking for as far as maintenance and plants are concerned. Research. Get a game plan. This is where aquarists get lost. We don't research enough and often get plants beyond our skill set. Plants die, and we ultimately get frustrated and give up. Know which plants fit your vision. Do you want fast-growing, a la stem plants, or slow-growing, anubiases, ferns, crypts, etc.? This will fall under your high-tech, low-tech. High-tech consists of CO2, better lighting, more fertilizing, and of course, faster growing plants, and a few hours weekly maintenance. Low tech is less or no CO2, subpar lighting, weekly fertilizing, slower growing plants, and less than an hour weekly of maintenance. I have a couple of questions here that you should ask yourselves. Will my plants require additional CO2 or not? All plants need CO2. High tech will require additional. Low tech will require less or no additional CO2. Again, this all depends on your preference. Another question, do I want fast or slow growing plants? Again, this relates to maintenance. Third question, do I want to fertilize daily or weekly? In my opinion, EI dosing is the easiest way to go. It takes me 20 seconds to take my little measuring scoop it, dump it in the tank, and I dump right in the tank, doesn't bother the fish or anything. And it's much easier than buying products that are already made, formulated, or PPO for that matter, where you have to make your own recipe and mix, you spend time on that. EI, it's a scoop and go, takes 20 seconds a day. That's for high-end or the high-tech way. Low-tech, you can get away with once-a-week dosing. This will be required as there will be less CO2, less lighting. Therefore, you don't want as much nutrients floating around the aquarium. This will cause algae. That's a whole other episode. Fourth question, do I want to perform large or smaller weekly water changes? Again, with a high-tech tank, you're going to need to do at least 50% water change to get rid of all the excess nutrients that are floating around that are available in the tank. Again, excess nutrients helps stir up or cause algae. This is sort of a weekly reset button for your tank. I personally do 80%. It's better for the fish. It's better for the plants. Just think about it in nature. They have 100% water turnover every day in most flowing streams. On the low-tech side, you can get away with 20% there because you have less or no additional CO2. You have less fertilizing, and therefore you need less water changes. This all goes back to your vision and your maintenance schedule. Lastly, practice patience. Don't give up. Keep asking questions. Keep hammering away at it. My name is JJ, and this is my Wednesday weekly pro tip. Please go to skatefu.com and subscribe to our podcasts and newsletters. Thank you very much, and have a great week.
And that's your pro tip for this week. Please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so that you don't miss an episode. Just go to iTunes and search for Skatefu and hit subscribe. Or go to skatefu.com/podcast. where you'll have all the instructions on how to do it. If you have a tip that we could use for the Skatefu Wednesday pro tip, please send it to us at feedback@skatefu.com. We'd love to hear it. Have a great week.